Hello, and welcome to a short CPD-style listen on reproductive health in general practice, opportunistic AMH, endometriosis, dedicated scans, and when to refer. This episode is based on a Gold Coast seminar with a fertility specialist. The Otter file does not state a name, so this listen does not invent one. Clinic context as spoken, Pindara, Queensland Fertility Group for Preservation, Queensland for Women at Tugan for Gynae Scans and Hycosi. This is education for clinic thinking, not personal medical advice. The opening line is the one to take home. Discuss AMH with all reproductive age women, opportunistically. If you are not happy to order it, send them. The specialist will. They are finding so many young women with low AMH. If you do not have the conversation, they cannot act. From what age? 25, as a starting point. Earlier if the ovaries are already under threat. She described a 22-year-old with stage 3 endometriosis and two of the worst rectovaginal nodules she had seen. In that woman she has already ordered AMH, and she will sit with the result. If it is low, act now or repeat. The data sit from 25 years, so a 22-year-old's number can still be coming up. Acting is one decision. Starting the conversation is the one GPS own. If AMH is low and she wants fertility preservation, endometriosis is already a reason not to delay. What scan? Queensland for Women, Tugan. Two things that differ. Only female sonographers, and reports by obstetricians with subspecialty training who only look at gynae and obstetric scans. Queensland X-ray reporters look at brains, livers, hearts, everything. Gynae is not their bread and butter. An abnormal Q-scan film often gets repeated at QFW before anyone operates on it. QFW also does Hycosi, tubes and cavity with dye. Uncomfortable, especially with endometriosis. Warn them. There is a dedicated endometriosis assessment with a separate item number. A gynae scan, an endometriosis study, and a Hycosi are not the same test. Not cheap. If you are going to repeat it there anyway, sometimes do the dedicated study once. Jackie Chu is the director, they will come out and see the patient. The fertility team, Pindara, happy to see people. Pelvic pain. Is there such a thing as too early to investigate symptoms? No. Start hormonal management if they will have it. Continuous pill, try to avoid a bleed. If they have done that and still have symptoms, that is the next conversation, not wait a bit more. No single favorite pill. Trial and error. She likes a low-dose levonorgestrel combined pill because it fixes a lot of problems. She is using more Yasmin now, PBS listed. There is bone density evidence that very low estrogen is not as good as 30 micrograms, so she tends to use the higher estrogen doses in young women. Infertility, 1 in 6 Australian couples will need some sort of help. Primary means never pregnant. Secondary is after a pregnancy, regardless of outcome. Refer early if they are over 35. Also endometriosis, abnormal bleeding, menorrhagia, intermenstrual bleeding, anything you are worried about, and anyone not coping with repeated negative tests. Some women need options more than they need another 6 months. Male red flags, ejaculation problems, type 1 diabetes, undescended testes, masses or cysts. The classic, trying 6 months, under 35, send them away to keep trying. Many will conceive. That is not the whole sentence. If they have come to you, make sure things are normal first. Karyotype is easy to skip. If they return with a miscarriage, they will not forget that you did not look. HELIST, karyotype, AMH, thyroid, prolactin, hormones, HbA1c especially if PCOS, and for him semen and karyotype. Tubes, Hycosi, HSG, or at laparoscopy. Infertility plus symptoms, She's going to laparoscopy and can check tubes then. If they want IUI without a laparoscopy, assess tubes first. Do not put good sperm into a system you have assumed is patent. IVF cares less about tubes because the embryo goes into the cavity. Still look for polyps. AMH under 10, refer, regardless of age. Combined pill can falsely lower AMH. Off for 3 months and repeat if they will use condoms. Mirena does not do this. High AMH, 30s, 60s, 70s in a PCOS-adjacent conversation, is higher reserve, not better quality. Cases as taught, not as gossip. 33, same-sex couple, AMH 1.7. She thought she had complete endometriosis excision in Canberra. The notes did not read that way. Ablation, one specimen, symptoms worse. They tried IVF first so as not to burn more ovary. Three eggs around, about one embryo, donor unchanged because of the other children. CoQ10, melatonin, DHEA named as a booster, not a fix. Then a huge bowel nodule that did not grow in 2 years, it was missed. Now a possible bowel resection with colorectal, embryos banked, symptoms bad enough that she wants the surgery. Teaching point, complete excision on a retelling may not have been complete. Low AMH plus endometriosis, be precious about remaining ovary. Next, oligomenorrhea then amenorrhea, pure hypothalamic. They stimulate once you start them. IUI and ovulation induction usually fail, IVF is the path. Miscarriage, then failed transfers. Failed transfers make her think endometriosis even when there is no pain, and make her think PGT, so you are not calling it implantation failure unless biopsied normal embryos fail. Most of the time it is the embryo. Laparoscopy found endometriosis and an adenomyoma. Excision of mild to moderate disease improves IVF success, she said it twice. Distorted anatomy, cytokines, adenomyosis in the lining. 3 months of downregulation, PGT normal embryos, now 9 weeks. Long road. Vasectomy reversal. 34, second relationship, partner also a parent, reversal 2 years earlier, still not pregnant. Semen, no sperm. 2 years gone. Neil Smith for male work, Gary Swift does TESA. If the vasectomy is more than about 5 years, think TESA, not only reversal. People advertise reversals. Presence of some sperm is not sperm, you would want to find an egg. TESA sperm is for ICSI only. Fresh, same day as egg pickup, both under anesthetic. AMH of 0.3 at 30, luckily already known, that is why GPS should ask. Post-cancer, if chemo is coming and nobody has talked about freezing eggs or sperm, ring Queensland Fertility Group. They can usually get a cycle in. A 23-year-old, Navy, sarcoma, chemoradiation, AMH 0.3, FSH over 15, the ovary is not answering, stimulation is a poor bet. Contrast a young woman with low AMH, who kept ovulating good eggs and conceived spontaneously, twice. Low AMH has the same chance each cycle as a normal AMH. What she has lost is the number of cycles left. Young plus low reserve plus good eggs is more reassuring than older plus low reserve. Repeat AMH if they are not ready. 3 monthly after a low result on the pill once they are off it. Otherwise 6 to 12 months, tighter if older. You can draw it on the pill, interpret it differently. Antral follicle count, day 1 to 10, depends on who scans. She prefers AMH. Carrier screening is a whole topic. You only get one rebate. The 3-gene-free test is not the best test. Spend the rebate, then need the expanded panel, and they pay about 700 extra. Pay about 400 extra up front for around 700 genes and a better cystic fibrosis test. Sullivan Nicolades, QML, the twos all do it. Donor sperm, make sure the recipient does not carry the same gene as the donor. Last case. 35, 18 months, no pain, ovulating, semen normal. High cozy knot at QFW, catheter would not pass, reported as obstructed. Laparoscopy, tubes patent, uterine spasm with dye, but deep nodular endometriosis pulling the pelvis. Excise meticulously, or you miss the nodule under the surface. Pregnant 6 months later, and she has had the baby. Silent deep disease is real. Take homes. Discuss AMH from about 25, earlier with endometriosis. Under 10, refer. Combined pill can fake a low result. Low AMH is fewer cycles, not a worse chance each month. Use dedicated gynae imaging. Never too early to investigate pain. Start a continuous pill if they will take it. Refer early over 35, with endometriosis, bleeding, distress, or male red flags. If you say keep trying, look first. Tubes before IUI. Check semen after vasectomy reversal. Ring QFG before chemo. Spend the one carrier screening rebate on the expanded panel if they are heading into fertility care. That is the educational summary from the Reproductive Health Seminar. Thanks for listening.